Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This ad is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. One thing Nat and I do well is have fun. Fun is our chance to let loose, be silly, connect with friends, and live in the moment. Whether it's in our backyard with family and friends or on tour with all of you, we will never skim on a fun time. And you know who else doesn't skim? ByHeart, especially when it comes to your babies. ByHeart is the only American-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed whole milk without a drop of skim. Whole milk is full of healthy fats like naturally occurring MFGM, which play an important role in babies' brain development and growth. And you know what else they don't skim on? Protein. Their patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk thanks to the two most abundant proteins found in breast milk, plus broken down proteins. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code unfiltered20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Like, I've created what I do based on like being vulnerable and like sharing, you know,
because you help people too.
So I feel like pressure to like, I don't know. I'm in the thick of figuring out what it is that we're going to do in order to have this second child.
Do people share a lot of advice?
A lot.
Drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Okay, so we are here with Whitney Port, star of The Hills, and then Whitney had her own show after that, but we were just reminiscing because just before this podcast, we recorded with Jesse Cruikshank, who is Canadian, and Jesse used to host the show after, the after show of The Hills, and Whitney, you guys used to like fly in, to Vancouver to do the show?
Yes. So she
was here with us today.
Yeah, she's amazing. I know. So cool. They used to host that show in Toronto.
Yeah, where you got.
They used to fly like each cast member.
Yes.
Go. They would have us like on a rotation, and we would go up and do the after show with them.
That's so crazy.
Oh my God, Toronto
kind of
has like
that's kind of a long flight just to go and do an after show.
Yeah, we were at the time they started doing the after show. Actually, for me, I was filming The City at that time.
So oh my God, I forgot that one too. Oh shit, I forgot that one too.
Yeah.
Oh,
and so after. Hills,
Joe
Z.
He's still around in Toronto. Is he not from Toronto?
I actually think he is.
Yes.
Because he's the nicest person ever. So, of course.
I feel like I still see him in, like, he goes on the mayor, like, he goes shows.
Yeah, he's very much like a fashion expert.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
Host person.
Yes.
Okay. Oh my God. This is so crazy.
So, yeah. So, after The Hills, I did like 3 or 4 seasons of The Hills and then moved to New York City and did the spinoff show, The City.
Your own show.
Yes. Which I like definitely was not thinking was ever going to happen. It was basically my time in The Hills was reaching an end. I think they like weren't really sure what to do with me, and there was this whole
story. But everyone liked you.
Yeah, but
no one hated.
No, but Lauren was going to leave the show, and they sent me on this trip to New York with Lauren, and I ended up meeting a guy there, like total coincidence. Like met this
not your husband. Guy.
No, but Jay, who's a character on the show.
Okay.
He's an Australian chat. Okay, really handsome.
Like because you started dating him, he got to be on the show.
So I like this guy. They catch it on the show. Which I then find out that these people were cast, but it just so happened that I like actually this guy.
He wasn't cast as a member. Though he wasn't cast.
He was cast. He was. What happened was our producer was ideating this around with people at MTV. Like I kind of want to. I'm thinking about this.
I am dead at that. I am dead.
And so I think they started casting people. We were filming for The Hills, but they were like, we're going to bring people to where they're filming and just like see if anything happens. And then something happened. I like this guy was performing. He was an Australian musician. / model, and he was performing.
Wait, / model.
Yeah.
See what we're saying? He is honest.
Yeah.
Foreign side note here.
Yeah. And I just obviously fell in love with him. I'm like 25 years old, and it's all on camera. And then a couple weeks later, the producer comes to me, and they're like, do you want to move to New York?
Oh,
and, like,
my God.
Follow your career in fashion.
He fell in love with you, too?
He was it?
Literally.
I don't know if he... I mean, he definitely wanted... After a few months, I started to realize, like, he wanted to be
famous.
I think he was, like, into me. You know, I think it was fun, but was he really, like, we were really into each other? No. But it was, like, fun. We were kind of, we both felt comfortable filming with each other, which was something new for me because I had never had a relationship on camera.
What were your parents thinking of you right now?
They were fine. My parents, like, we grew up with reality TV. Like, we loved it. I'm one of 5 kids.
What reality TV did you watch?
Like, American Idol, Bachelor, Survivor. Temptation Island, Survivor,
oh, okay.
Amazing Race, Mole. Like,
so all like, so look at her.
So
look at her.
And I grew up in Los Angeles, and they knew that I had really great parents. They raised me well. They knew that I could handle it. And so they just trusted me. And they had seen how I handled being on The Hills for 2 years. So they were like, I think at that point,
was crazy.
I was.
Like, some of those episodes were like, for you guys being so young.
Yeah.
Like you must watch back and be like, oh my. What did we do?
A lot. Luckily for me, I was very much able to keep a personal life. Like, I was on The Hills, I was just Lauren's coworker. I was hardly ever parting with them or having any personal storylines on the show. So I was going to college at the time at USC here, like being a crazy college student, but couldn't just get away with it. I had that privacy.
So you had a dream.
I
feel like it's your personality though too. That like, you were smart enough to know.
I was just like, no. At that time, I was like, no, this isn't gonna happen.
That's what I mean.
Be there.
Yeah,
and yeah, I was like,
I didn't run you.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
And I didn't want it that bad either. I like wasn't. You know what I mean? I think
where did the 5 kids do you fall?
I'm the middle child.
Your parents had 5 kids.
My parents had 5 kids. That's parents are like. My mom was 16 when she met my dad. My dad was 18, like high school sweethearts.
5 kids.
Did you know anybody else who had 5 kids?
There was like 2 other families in LA I knew of that had 5 kids. And yeah, my brother was the oldest and then 4 girls. Yeah. And the last one who has, so we're from LA. The youngest lived in Chicago forever, and she just moved back today with her husband.
Wow! And your sister's having
my
baby.
Sister's in labor.
Oh, everybody's back here.
So everybody's back here now. It's really nice.
Is your okay? So, so you are working. You're on TV shows, and then now you're in LA, married with a baby. I mean, like that is like that's so that's crazy.
I know, but now my life is totally like
normal.
Yes,
no TV.
No TV besides what we film ourselves.
Yes.
We are able to, like you guys, like produce our own content, manage it, and not necessarily need the vehicle of like a reality show, nor do I want it. You know, The Hills came back. They did a reboot and I was like, oh, I'll try this. And then I didn't really feel good. And my husband, Sonny, my kid is Sonny. I was like, they're never going to be on it. We filmed one scene at the house and they like came out to say hi. And like Timmy was like, I'm putting Sunny to bed. And that was it. But I'll never do reality TV.
Did the producers really want you to show more?
Yes, for sure. For sure.
But that just seems like a recipe for
disaster. I just cannot. No, it's not worth it to me. Mm-hmm. It's not. I mean, every family has their own shit. You don't need to magnify it. I just don't.
I know.
That's just not worth it to me.
You're so smart.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/catandnat today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/catandnat.
Yeah, but you're also, you're like sacrificing opportunity and exposure, but I just feel like I already had a little touch of that.
Yeah.
It's just not.
What's your husband's background? Like, what was he doing? And when you guys met, what was it like? He was dating Whitney Port. Like,
everything. And then he could go back and watch you your entire thing.
Oh,
and he
my
might
God.
Have possibly
God,
watched
so
you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
So it's a funny story. So he grew up in Manhattan, in the city, like, went to an all-boys school, same school from kindergarten to 12th grade.
Oh, my gosh.
Really wanted to be a producer and was like an avid reality TV show watcher and watched The Hills and was like kind of into me. But side note, like he was working at BH1, like he was on that path himself.
Mm.
And he heard that the city was coming to shoot in New York. And so he interviewed for the job and he got the job as a location producer.
Then you're in love with someone else on the TV that he's watching.
Yeah. And so he then becomes the location producer who decides like where we're going to film, all the restaurants, the nightclubs, the stores, like everything. He finds my apartment.
And, but have you met him while you're doing
this? Yeah. So I meet him and the night I'm like, I meet him. It's like love at first sight for both of us.
But you have a boyfriend.
But I have a boyfriend.
Well, he's like part of your
years older than
me. He's part of your show.
And
your boyfriend's part of your show. Do you know what I mean?
Like, so, exactly. So I ask for his number. And you know, when you're filming a TV show, you become so close with the producers. Mm-hmm. It's like summer camp. And for me, yeah. I was much closer with the producers than I was the cast of the show. Because the producers were just like real people. Mm-hmm. The cast, like I could never tell. They were all kind of fake friends. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't bring anyone with me from home to be on the show. Everyone was kind of cast from the city. So, like, anyways, I became so close with the producers, and Timmy was like, I just was obsessed with him. I got his number. I started texting like nonstop, and we were essentially like nothing ever happened, but we were like, we're meant to be with each other.
But you're not allowed to be.
But we're not, and no one knew. Like, no one knew.
I can't believe Timmy, that's your husband's name.
Yeah.
Timmy had a crush on a reality star, and he fucking got her.
I know, it sounds so creepy, too. In his vows, he was like, I'm like literally one of the only socially acceptable like stalkers that's marrying their prey.
Yes. That is so weird. Like, what chances you fell for him?
I know.
He's so
because he's actually a really normal, cool guy. But yeah, that's the story of Tibby. So then, then the show ended. We didn't get together. The show ended. We like stopped chatting for a little while because it got too difficult, and I really want him to keep his job. And like then,
you hadn't kissed.
We had kissed.
Obviously.
Yes.
I needed to know.
I didn't know. I was just joking. I was like, but obviously, I mean, if you like each other that much, you're going to
like, how can you keep your lips off each other with
we had
that
kissed.
Much magic?
But does he have to watch you kissing someone else?
Yeah. And he also has to, like, scout for love interests for me, too. Like,
He
has to be, like, yeah.
That is so weird.
I know. So we got to, after we started dating other people, and then the show ended, and then we both, like, the right time, right place, we ended up together.
Do you miss TV?
No. No.
Did Timmy have to move to LA?
He did. He always kind of thought about moving here, and then we started dating, and then my dad got sick, and he was like, okay, I'm gonna move.
Oh, that's so good.
And then he moved in, and he lived with me and my two younger sisters for like 2 years. He lived with the three of us.
So he's like marriable if you can live with girls.
He grew up with an older sister, and so he was just always the little boy hanging out with like all the girls, and he loves it.
Are you still you're still?
So I'm like, loosely, like I'm actually considering going to Fashion Week. I don't really know why. Whenever I go, I'm always like, why did I do this? But it kind of sounds fun. I also just want to get out of LA and like sleep a full 9 hours.
Where is it?
Yes.
When is it?
I know it's New York. It's like next week.
Oh, but,
yeah. I think you should go.
Yeah,
you should go.
Right? Like, why? Yes.
Why not?
So I'll still, if I want to do stuff like that, I'll like get myself involved in that. But I have a collaboration with Rent the Runway. I have my own collection with them that I was doing for a couple of years. Mm-hmm.
What does Timmy do?
He is a producer / like in development. He comes up with show ideas, mm-hmm. specifically game show ideas.
Amazing.
For managed
Amazing.
Shows
Amazing.
And then tries to sell them. That's so he has
specific
like very specific game shows. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love it.
Shit, your life is kind of fun.
It's really fun. It's just like chilling. I don't know.
It's like not like you don't have to be tied to much. Like you both can kind of like let.
And you have a kid.
Yeah, we have a kid.
How old's the kid?
He's 5. We would like another, but I've not been able to.
I'm
trying to spit out the words, but that's
just
the gist. We're like going through different exploratory avenues right now, figuring it out. But we would like one more, and then I feel like we can be complete.
Honest to be open, because I think so many people just, it's too much, because then people want to ask questions, right?
Like, well, yeah, I have to keep some, like, I can sometimes just like blurt things out and then not think about the consequences.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's like, I just don't want the energy out there. I want to right now, like, make decisions for myself that feel good without other people's opinions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's just hard because you also, like, I've created what I do based on, like, being vulnerable and, like, sharing, you know.
Because you help people, too, by
saying it. So I feel, like, pressure to, like, share every little thing, but I also I'm in the thick of figuring out what it is that we're going to do in order to have this second child.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like keeping that sacred. But yeah, it's really.
Do people share a lot of advice?
A lot. Yeah.
If you just do this.
Exactly. Or like it's advice. And then it's also even just opinions. I don't know. It's not even necessarily what. It's just that it's the simple fact of not wanting anybody to kind of
comment.
Yeah. I just want Timmy and I to be the ones deciding it and not based on it being in anyone else's orbit. Does that make sense?
You want the energy to belong to you.
About what anyone else is going to think about.
Yeah. It's so funny. I have like a person in my life who was experiencing not the same life change.
Yeah.
But she was wanting to end a relationship with her husband.
Uh-huh.
And she just was like, I don't want to tell anybody.
She didn't tell anybody.
She did.
Until she was divorced.
She didn't tell anybody because she was like, if I go through all the details, people are going to have opinions. They're going to have opinions of him, opinions of me, how I should do it, what I should do. I just needed to go through the whole process all by myself.
Alone.
So that I knew that every decision I was making was to my core and my own.
Yeah.
Look, so I get a text one day just that like, she's like here's the information. Like,
oh my God.
She didn't even tell her mother or her like sister or best friend until she was sure.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
But that was it's hard.
It is really hard, but I'm not like the person that feels the need to share. Mm-hmm. I'm not like, I have girlfriends and like best friends, but I'm not like a.
You don't need to connect.
No.
Or to feel like fuel.
Sounds horrible.
No, I don't think.
I don't need to vent about stuff mostly. And I probably shouldn't vent as much to Timmy, but I feel like about this specifically, like at least I have him to talk to about it.
And it is
him. And it's just our thing. So I don't feel like I'm alone. It just feels sacred right now.
Mm-hmm. And you're so allowed that.
Yeah.
And I think it's okay for people to have permission to do that because we are such oversharers in the world right now.
Yes.
That it's like you almost feel like you have to. Or right. You're like a cop-out. Like there's something wrong.
Or you're like you fake. It's like lying if you're like you're holding something back. And people aren't going to trust you as like a true.
Like authentic.
Authentic influencer or authentic whatever person.
But if you haven't been through it, you can't. There's no. You can't. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Tell me one person that feels comfortable sharing every single thing or that doesn't have like a secret.
No.
No, I think even the whole, especially the process of like your body and everything that you're like, and then you have to think about it so much. And you're right. When you focus on it, you're like, sometimes you need to not think about every single thing.
Exactly.
And people need to talk about every single thing.
Exactly.
That's like probably why she went to the divorce. Like, didn't want to say, I'm getting a divorce because everyone's like,
What about this option? It's like, for us, it's like, well, what about surrogacy? What about adoption? Are you going to try another egg retrieval? Are you going to try another you know, transfer, or, you know, and I'm just like, okay, I know there's all these options. I don't need, everyone's trying to be helpful, but I just don't even need to know. I just don't even need anyone to know where I'm at,
yeah.
Which I feel, I'm bad saying to you guys. And honestly, like, no. You can, I would tell you.
I
just want to connect with, but like,
no,
to strangers, I don't feel
you don't need to.
No.
Your son is how old?
Five. He's five.
You said five, and yeah. He's in school.
He's in preschool still. He has a late summer birthday, mm-hmm. one of those birthdays. Mm-hmm. So we're sending him to kindergarten next year. We're like in the whole school situation right now because LA schools are. A thing.
Like New York, probably preschool.
Exactly. Where it's like competitive and
you have to try it.
Are great. And yeah, you have to.
Write a resume.
Application, like tell the school that they're your number one, like a letter of intent. maybe send flowers with the application, maybe hand deliver the application. Then you have maybe one, maybe two play dates where they watch your kid interact with other kids. They say
they
like
don't
they're
shy.
They know they're like, we get it. We know what's normal for a 5-year old. Mm. You know, like even if they're bouncing off the walls, even if they're like, we can we just want to structure the class so we know there's like this many quiet kids or this many
balanced.
And there's a kid that hits a kid, then they probably don't want to let you in. You know, I don't know, but that's
right. It was very political. I want to structure the classes so we just want to watch them.
So I told that, like, so her kid has to go to one on Friday. I'm like, oh, they're totally going to, like, this is a judgment day. Like, this is what
I know. I had a practice session with him this morning. I was like, so what? Like, what are, to be perfectly honest, I don't even really care. Like, I would love to get into all of them to have our option, but at the same time, I'd be fine if we don't get into any of them. We have a wonderful charter school, luckily, that's in our neighborhood that we'll go to.
Okay.
This is kind of just like a fun exercise to, like, see what the best option is.
Sounds really fun.
It's not fun. It's just giving ourselves options. I feel like we also got sucked into this LA trap of like,
what grade does that school go to? Like, what's your in?
So,
how long do you stay?
So there's a few that go to we applied to four. Two of them go all the way up to 12th grade. And at least you're in or you have a deal with it. And then the other two go till 8th grade.
Can they get kicked out?
They can get kicked out.
Because at our schools, once you're in, you're kind of in.
Like, they can't get kicked out.
Like, if there's like a learning disability that comes, like, if things come up, they can't get rid of you. You're kind of in. Like,
yeah.
You're locked.
Well, no, I mean, for that, if they can't kick you out because of a learning disability.
No, I just mean that there's not much that
you
can
do.
Take you in if you say in grade four and if you have learning challenges, they might be, we don't have to support. Like,
so you got to get in early.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, Scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Is your school like a public school for the community, or is it a private school?
We have everything.
And so your kids go to all different schools?
Yeah. All different needs. All different
And you have three, and you have...
I have three.
Three.
You have four.
But I just was like, it's funny when you said that you have to tell them that you're the number one, the intent to go there, because I had never heard that before. And my friend was telling me how competitive it is now to get into schools and that you have to basically prove that that's your one. But
yes.
I'm like... You probably just like fucking with everyone, pretending everyone's your number one.
That's the thing.
That's like, lie.
Sure.
I mean, I don't, I'm like, is the school admissions committee going to listen to this and listen to what I'm saying?
But like, honestly,
say the school.
We did only tell one school that they were our number one.
And that was
true. However, my opinion changes all the time with where I feel like is right. That's so, like, if when we get in, if my gut, if we get into another one that my heart is leaning towards, like, just because we told that school that they're our number one, I'm like, I'm not going to send Sunny there. It doesn't feel right.
It doesn't matter.
No. Like, sorry to the parents that write the recommendations. They're the ones that are like, they're like, okay, so if I write this for you, like, you know, I just want to know your level of commitment, like that you're gonna go, because kind of looks
don't them die.
This is not gonna spend time. Show. It is someone I've met a writer at one of these functions. I met a TV writer, this woman, and she was like, "I'm gonna write a TV show."
Yes, you have to.
Yeah,
and what they do to get in there?
Yeah,
what it's hilarious.
People spend a lot of money too. Like I heard a family spent $10,000 to hire someone to get them into like one school. It's like a woman that's like connected with the
donate to the school. I'll donate a wig.
That happens.
So I send anyone I hear about this intent.
Yeah,
I send an email to the school, and I was like, after he already been out on his injury, still has this play date. He's going to grade 7. Play date that they're going to watch him all day at school. I'm like, oh my god, they are going to watch everything he does. So I send an email. I go, just so you know, like he's not trying out for any work.
We have no more options.
They say, if you don't let him in, like,
this is it.
He's basically dropping out. So, like, I basically sent an email like that. Like, she didn't respond. I was like, there's my intent.
Then I wrote
you're the only option.
I'm going nowhere else.
Different kind of intent.
I like that name. He's getting in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you guys get in?
Well, we don't know yet.
Oh, this is for
February.
Okay.
Find out. And he has his observation.
Oh my god, it does not make it in. I will be so mad at them. But I'm like, yeah, but they have to do that because they have to watch your kid to see if they want them.
You can take a whole day out of his life and my life, and then you're not gonna let him in.
I know.
I'm like, you're not gay enough to go there for that day.
That's what she said. I'm like, and they'll listen to you. I love that for you.
It's the amount that you have to do, but they look at it as like, this is
a long
and like, this is an honor for you to go here. This is. You have to prove to us. And I'm like, but we're the ones paying
you. Kind of an anomaly in LA. Like, I do feel like you might be like, they'd be lucky to have you there. They're not going to
wait
to you. You and be like,
they can already see you're a nice person.
Yeah, so they're going to be like, that's because you feel low maintenance.
I bombed one interview so bad.
They'll like that.
I heard this woman's like notoriously like, so hard to very just
she's like the border officers.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, cannot get through to them. Mm-hmm. Like, no ounce of warmth.
Yeah, okay.
So I feel like I'm getting sick before the interview, the day before the interview, but I really don't want to cancel last minute because I feel like canceling is worse than like being maybe a little bit sniffly. So the day comes and I'm like really audibly not sounding good. But I still want to go. I don't feel that sick. And I decide to wear a mask, like, in the interview. Mm. And I show up and she looks at me kind of like, what's going on?
Like hiding under the
sheet. And I'm like, I'm out of respect. Like, I just want to wear this. It's just sniffles, but I think I'm totally okay. And she's like, okay. okay.
Oh, shit.
And then really weird interview. In the middle of the interview, she takes out a box. She starts, like, sniffling, and she takes out a box of tissues.
Like, as if she caught it?
And as if she caught it within 5 minutes.
Or she's like, I've got the sniffles, and I'm going to wear a mask.
One of the two.
Or, exactly. Like, I didn't even think about me. That.
I'm just,
yeah.
Take your mask off so I can see your face.
So then she's like so dramatic about it.
Oh.
And then the next day we have a tour there and she doesn't show up because she's really sick, I guess. So I'm like, we're not getting in. Like she's gonna think that I got her. I mean, not that you can get someone sick that quickly, but it was just like a total bomb of an interview.
It's so funny.
I can't wait for you to get in.
I don't think shit's gonna happen. I'll let you guys know that
happens. How many shits get let in?
That, I don't know. They don't tell you.
That's
what I have freaking odds. I'm like,
how many try out? How many are getting
let in? Know why?
Because they flex the cohorts.
So what does that mean?
So let's say you have a really strong like whatever, 6-year-olds who are really strong and really shitty 5-year-olds are like, but there's a bunch of strong 10, like, because you can, I'm assuming, apply at different grades, right?
Yes.
So they don't, they take the spots and they just have to basically, they mesh them based on how many kids, because there's some really bad cohorts, which means
but there's a bunch. We're both going for the first year of the school.
But it doesn't matter because they can take that spot and it's all money. So they can take that spot and move it up here a little bit so they can begin. I know this from admissions. They can begin to just go like this so they don't have to commit to, say, 30 shitty cohort.
And right. But what is
So cohort's the year that your year of your kid can fly.
Okay.
So sometimes there's just a shit cohort.
Like, right.
30
like
kids
are not bad.
There's like not what they were hoping for.
Yeah.
And maybe 30.
Like a bad year.
It was like your wait list that is like, I'm going to count.
Okay.
So they're like, okay, let's take, and then a bunch of strong ones tried out for the other grade. So they're like, let's lessen this grade. Pump up. So they take the money and they just mesh it around the school.
Okay.
So the funds are still coming in. Yeah, but they can go to different grades to make them stronger or weaker.
Oh, interesting. Oh, yeah, because I just asked the question in another email after my intent. I was like, I would just like to know how many try out and how many.
Yeah.
She definitely didn't answer the question.
They don't know.
Like, but I don't understand.
Because they don't want to be committed to a number and then you show up and
I don't even ask questions because I don't want to be the
one that's
I want to be like the low maintenance.
Yeah.
Timmy even freaking volunteered to do carpool every Monday morning at our existing school.
Oh,
so you put that on the resume.
Because the headmaster at our school is like really close with all the other headmasters at the other schools, and they want to know how much
we are engaged.
It's like a political
campaign.
It's
a political campaign.
Yeah.
And
you're
not ready
to Sunday school this month. I got lunch today, spent like $800 on free. No, this was not actually for. But yes,
they all like this stuff gets you know,
tracked.
We would have, if they had known about us at our boys' school,
we wouldn't be.
They never would have let us in.
Why you weren't like?
We don't have to.
Right?
You're working moms.
Yeah, so it's not a convenient location, and we don't bake.
Right?
So, like we can't
and that's
contribute.
Is there a way that you could? And if do you even care to? Or
no, at this point there.
Okay, I'm just like if the school. Okay, whatever.
And there are moms here. Are so good.
And I love them.
Yeah. I know some of my friends, I come so naturally.
Yeah, and they know every teacher. And
Did you guys make mom friends at the school?
No.
So that's where I'm like, I don't think, part of me is like, oh, I would love to have what you, maybe there, in some off chance, there could be a mom where I could get like lucky like that.
I don't know,
like one of my other best friends found another one like that.
Oh,
no. No, I'm fine. She's my lifelong best friend. She's crazy. So I'm happy she has someone else.
Okay.
But then I'm like, do I even want to try?
Do you know how long that would take?
No, you don't.
You could be friends with someone for like 6 to 8 months and then find out.
We're from high school.
Right. You guys, I know.
Oh my God. Okay, where can everybody find you?
Oh my God. This is so fun. Okay, so my podcast is with Whit.
Mm-hmm.
My YouTube is just Whitney Port on YouTube. I'm Whitney Port on Instagram. my website's WhitneyPort.com. Like, I feel like just
Google. Yeah, you must be so easy. Are you so sick of talking about the hills and the thing and you're like,
no,
you love it.
It's not like I love it, but like I find it fun to tell because it I think it's part of
culture.
The most interesting part of my story. I whenever I talk to people, like, I really want to know where it all started from. And the hills itself was like such a cultural phenomenon that I don't necessarily have as much connection to that because it's hard when you're inside something to like feel how it touches people. But I do know that I subscribe it to like how I feel about certain shows that I like love. Like, and if I saw them that I don't
people like how people felt with Friends.
Yes, exactly. Mm. It's fun for me to like.
And you don't really have a lot of drama. Like, it's not like you dated, like, you weren't like Kylie and Spencer.
I'm not embarrassed.
You weren't embarrassed by anything. And you have no conflict. You didn't get into fights with people.
No, not really.
No, like,
they wanted me to on The City, but I would be like, you're like a bitch.
But not even.
I think they wanted me to say that. And I'd be like,
I hate you.
Really
mean. And they're like, what? Yeah,
the producer's like giving me shots of tequila before.
They go, don't hit her.
Yeah.
I hate you. What's your name? I hate you.
And that's the other thing was like, I also didn't care. I was like, this is not even my real friend. Like, why do I even care that she's being mean to me? I know it's not real. Whatever.
Guys, anyways, finally, Whitney Poor everywhere.
Thank you.